Acha mat matzabaloka vanaka gon sha on suhu nachrim olistim lechol yotzer yidecha vasa.
So if he ate matzah without kavaneh, so he still yates yidechavase. The day asha laila pesach bishochaye vachilas matzah. Avo im sobo shochel oy shein zu matzo lo yotzo. So in other words, if he's completely misasi, even though the mechava paskins in his broches that 2 days is whether mitzvah schiris kavaneh, mitzvah sein schiris kavaneh, but here he paskins even without kavaneh. So he's yetzeh. Why so? Some explain it because since he's nene, so mele even without kavaneh is considered a ma'ase mitzvah because he's nene from the achilas matzah. But only if he knows that he's pesach and that he's chay v'achilas matzah. But if he thinks it's chayil or it's not, if he doesn't even know that it's matzah, so he's a complete misasek, so then he's not yetzeh, even though he's nene. Ochel kazayis matzo v'nichba v'ishtusei v'akein yisrafei. Suppose somebody is eating cholin mitim sheite and he has lucid intervals and certain intervals when he's not lucid. So if he eats the matzah in the time when he's not lucid, so he's not mekayim the mitzvah. So when he becomes lucid the same night, he has to eat again. Chayv leach lachash nisrafei v'sheise achile hoiso b'shor sho yepota mikol ha-mitzvah. Ochel kazayis zayis v'chotza v'ochel k'chotz ochel k'chotzi zayis v'chotza v'ochel k'chotzi zayis yotzo uvilvat shele yishte b'nachil lechavato yeseya med shele yishe uvilvat shele yishe b'nachil lechavato yeseya medi achil aspras. So suppose he eats hefik kazayis and then he waits a few minutes and then he eats another half kazayis, so he's yetzeh. As long as he ate the whole kazayis within the shiur that he takes an odom benini to eat nachilas pas, that's a chotzi kika, that's either 3 beitzim or 4 beitzim machlekes Rashi and the Rambam. So, what in terms of minutes, so according to Chacham Sefer, it's 9 minutes. So there is still within the shiur of the Achilas Pras. In Chiyuv Achilas Matzah, Laila Rishon Bilvad. But the other days and nights, so there is a nisa to eat chometz. But there is no Chiyuv to eat matzah. V'noagu la'asei sholish matzah shall say there, that's a minute, shall say there mi'soren zecha lilach metedo. ועשים בהם סימן לידע איזה ראשינו, ישניו, ישלישיס, ומניחים ראשינו אליינו, והשניו באמצע, והשלישי בתחתינו, לקריחה במשינו עיקיף. But the many of the Achrenim point out that this minhag that Ramon mentions was bottle. And today, on the contrary, many Achrenim say we shouldn't make any marks. So we don't do it, that minhag. ואיפני סוף גם כן כסדר. ואם נשבו האחס מן לצ'כניס או לשניו, דיבלב אוכל פרסניסו, ובלילה ראשין יצא בקזייס. מנהג אכילה סליב ליל פסח. מוקים שנוהגו לאכיל צליל פסוחים איכלי. If the minhag is to eat boiled the night of Pesach, so he allows to eat it. Mokim shenoagu shaloi leachel, ein eichli. Zeiro, what's the basis of such a minhag? Zeiro shemoyemu b'sar Pesach. Because Pesach is nechol only tzolu. So he boils the boso the night of Pesach, so people might think that this is scorching. Ubichol mokei osu leachil se tzolu kulei keachu b'layil. A lamb boiled the whole thing the way the Korban Pesach is boiled, so that is osu in every place, even if in the particular mocking, so the people are not makpid, so it's also osa. But anything other than a set, boil is tolu and the minute. So kol mokim osa leachil se tolu kule heachot malaylo ze, lifnei shenire keichol kochim bechutz, vimo yom michutech, but if it's not intact, oi shachosam menu eivea, oi sholak beivea, in other words, it's not completely boiled, vimo michubea, but it is contingent on the minig of the place. Now, in our places, the whole food is the soil. So the minig is not to eat sol on Pesach. And the minig is not even to eat slikedo, that means roasted. Roasted. So we are not allowed, because that is our minig, so we are not allowed to eat on Pesach night, either boiled or even roasted. V'lo yechal v'lo yishte har b'yesa medai, shalo yechal afikeimen al achilo gaso o yishtakeir v'yoshen yad. In other words, he shouldn't eat too much at the Seder night, because then, by the time he eats the afikeimen, it will not be enjoyable. It will be an achilo gaso. Or, if he drinks too much, so then he might become shikya and he'll fall asleep. Afilu sar egel ve'eid kol dobo sheton shchite ose leachil tzli bimokim shenoagu shal leachil tzli. In other words, in a place where the minig is not to eat tzli, so not only psar behemo you're not allowed even to eat psar egel ve'eid anything. So anything, in other words, not only you're not allowed to eat, let's say, lamb meat boiled, but you're not allowed even to eat psar behemo or psar eif, anything that requires shchite, so you're not allowed to eat. But let's say like fish boiled, that you're allowed. So a kol dova sheton shchite also lechel tzli imokim shenoagu shaloi lechel tzli. Neagim b'ksas mikeimeis leachil b'sudo beitzim. There is minig in certain places to eat beitzim, eggs. Zeichel liaveles. So, zeichel liaveles. Now, what's the connection between Pesach night with Yontef and the aim of Simchos Manche Roseinu with aveles? So the Ramo explains it. V'nirli atam mishum Shalel Tishabov Nikva Bilil Pesach, because we have the semen Adbash. So in other words, that is semen that whenever Pesach is, so it's Tishabov. Now for example, this year, so the night of Pesach is Wednesday night. Thursday is the first day of Pesach, and in the same year, so Tisha B'Av will be on Thursday. So since the night of Pesach coincides with the night of Tisha B'Av, so that's why we eat Beitzim Zeicha L'Aveles. Shalil Tisha B'Av Nikva B'Lil Pesach. We eat Zeicha L'Chobm another time. Zeicha L'Chobm Shoyom Akrivin Korban Pesach. So in other words, the Simcha today is not full because we are in Goles, and the Bisamigdosh is not Bibiyone. The Yishnei Agim Shalil Echel Shum Tibu Balailo Rak Shnei Rak Beis Dipulim She Eisin Beiseida. Gine Achila Zafikeine Lacha Gmar Kol Asode Lacha Gmar Kol Asude Eichli mimatzo hashmuro tachas hamapo kazayis. Koyachot, every one of the nisubin has to eat the kazayis. Zeichel lipesach haneichel alasei. As a matter of fact, the expression apikemen in respect to the less kazayis matzah that we eat is not found in the Gemara. In the Gemara, in the Mishnah, and in the Gemara we have the expression hafikeimen in maftirin achat pesach hafikeimen. That means that hafikeimen means something that comes at the end. So after we eat the korban pesach, we're not allowed to eat anything else. But Rishaini adapted the use of the term hafikeimen since we find in the Mishnah the term hafikeimen in the sense of anything that comes after the Sude in Maftiyafis hafikeimen, and since hafikeimen is the last thing that we eat, so Rishaini started to call that kazayis matz hafikeimen. But in the Gemara, the term hafikeimen does not have preference to the kazayis matzah that we eat after the Sude. But there is itakones chachomi to eat after the Sude, so to eat the kazayis matzah. Now there is a machlekes Rishaini. According to the Rashbam and Rashi, so the kazayis matzah that we eat upon the conclusion of the Sude is zeicher limatzo hanecheles na pesach al matzo sumreim yichlu. So there is a mitzvah to eat the korban pesach together with the matze and the morer, whether it's mamish together or not mamish together, the machlekes here and the rabbonon. But there is a mitzvah of al matzo sumreim or matzo sumreim. So the kazayis matzah that he came in, the chachomim or misakin that every person has to eat, is zeicher limatzah hanecheles biyachad im haPesach. That's the shita of Rashi in the Rashba. According to the Rosh, and many Rishonim agree with the Rosh, it is zeicher for the Pesach itself hanechal bizman shebisamigdash kayam. So he says, So the mitzvah is now in the korban pesach had to be eaten ala seiva after he upon the conclusion of the whole sude. So then he was mechuyev to eat a kazayis of the korban pesach. So mele now there is a chiyuv to eat according to the Rosh a kazayis matze zeicher li korban pesach and hanecha ala seiva kolecho zeicher li pesach. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the time of the Rosh, not like the time of the Rashbam, that it zeicher limatzah hanecheles in haPesach. V'yichlenu ba'aseve, and he has to eat it ba'aseve. V'yivorech olov, and he doesn't have to make a birkas hameitzi because he already made a birkas hameitzi when he washed, so it patters everything, all the matzah that he eats in the course of the Sude. Because there is a machleket between Rabbi Yisi HaKlili and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, so the Achilas Pesach is called a lilo. According to, not Rabbi Yisi HaKlili, Rabbi Elazar Nazari, I'm sorry. Machleket between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar Nazari. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Zman Achilas Pesach is called a lilo. According to Rabbi Elazar Nazari, so it is until Chatzis. So, and according to Rabbi Nazariah, the Zman of Achilas Pesach is only until Chatzis, so the Zman of Matzah is also only till Chatzis. Now, what is true of the Kazayis Matzah that we eat immediately after we wash our hands is also true of the Hafikeimen, because Midrabonon is Nechuyev to eat a Kazayis Matzah upon the conclusion of the Sude, whether it's Zeichel Pesach, Zeichel Matze, but according to Lezman Azalye, so being Pesach and being Matze, so require it can be only be eaten till Chatzis. So Mele Lichatchile is proper to eat Afikemen also before Chatzis. V'yagdi Matzmei Shegama Halil Yikro Kedem HaChatzis. And so that also Kedem HaChatzis. In other words, because according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that Matzah and Pesach, is the Kima Mitzvah is only until HaChatzis, so the Mitzvah of Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim also the Ikar Mitzvah of Sipayis in Israel and Tiro Chaseis, so merely it is proper to say the Hallel also Kedem Chaseis. Im Shochach V'lo Yochal Apikeimen. Suppose he forgot to eat the Apikeimen. V'lo Niskar Hachinot L'Yodof, that L'Yodof means my Machreini. And when did he remind himself? He didn't eat Apikeimen after he was Neitel, the my Machreini. So already he had been Misiadas, so he had already been Misiadas from eating anymore. Oishomalon Havlon Nevorech, he already said, well, let's bench. And then, after he said, let's bench, he didn't bench yet. But after he said, Havlon Nevorech, he reminded himself, didn't eat Afikemen yet. So, Eichel Afikemen, Biloi Birkas Hameitzi. So the halacha is that he eats the afikeimen and he doesn't have to say Birkas Hameitzi all over again. Now in Simen Kufa in Tes, that's the sugye in Psochim, in Arbe Psochim. So in Simen Kufa in Tes, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that if someone, let's say the Balabais, says to all the Nisuvim, have one voice, let's bench. He didn't bench yet. And then they decide to eat more, they change their minds and decide to eat more, so he has to say bracha again, because if he said havlon v'vorech, so he's already misiadas, so mele, he has to say making new bracha. So here too, if he said havlon v'vorech, and then he reminded himself that he didn't eat afikeimen, so if Luke, he should have to say a birkas hameitzi all over again. So why is this different? So Tesis in Broches that Membei says, on the basis of the Gemara mentions in Broches that Membei that the number of Amoroim, of Chachomim, were sitting at the table of the Rishvaluse, eating at the table of the Rishvaluse. And then they said, Havlon Nevorech. They decided to bench. And after that, so the Rish Galuse served something. So then they didn't have to make a bracha. The Gemara says they didn't have to make a new bracha. Why? Because Anan Atache the Rish Galuse Samchino. In other words, we rely on the table of the Rish Galuse. In other words, the reason as to why, if the people in the Eichli say Havlon Mevorech, and then they change their mind and they want to drink wine, so they have to make a new broche of Ber Pri HaGefen, because if they said Havlon Mevorech, so they already misyadas and they already they already decided not to drink anymore. Some melee, they're misyadas, so they have to make a new broche of Ber Pri HaGefen if they want to drink wine. But when somebody dining at the table of the Rish Galuse, so in other words, even if they say Havlon Mevorech, because they don't know what is in the mind of the Rish Galuse, but if they knew that the Rish Galuse has in mind to serve other things yet, they wouldn't say that. So Mimele Atachet Rish Galuse Samchino. So Teisa says here too, if let's say they forgot about Afikeimen and they said Havlon Mevorech, So then, even though they already washed my machreinim, it's not considered they already misadas. They said, because they didn't remember that they did not as yet eat afikeimen. But atache de rachmonek or something. In other words, they want to do the proper thing and to do what the halacha requires. The halacha requires that they, before the bench, they should eat an afikeimen. So by mistakenly, due to inadvertence and to absent-mindedness, so they thought they did everything, but there really wasn't any real eschadas. Just as the Gemara says, they atache the Rish Galuse Samchine. So here we say atache the Rachmone Kosamich. Im shochav leoach hafikav nit kashnot leorof oy shomavon havon voech. איך לאפי קיימן בלי ברכס המייץ דים למיסקה חד שבירקה בירה ברכס המוזי suppose they reminded themselves after the bench, so then of course it's already after the conclusion of the Suda. So Im Niskar Kedem Shebir Ber Priagepen, so if he was Niskar before he was Mivor the Borch of Ber Priagepen, is Yitel Yodov Vivorach HaMeitzi V'yechalaf Ikeimen V'yarza V'yivorah Berkas HaMozein V'yivorah Ber Priagefen V'yishte. So if he reminded himself before he made a Borch of Ber Priagefen on the course, so then he should wash his hands again, and of course he has to make him new Meitzi because he already benched. So it goes without saying that there was a hefsek. So he has to make the new Birkas HaMeitzi and the Lidik HaZayis Matzeh, and then he'll bench, and then he'll be Mevor Ber Priagefen. He will not be Meisi for our cases. But Vim Loi Niska Ache Bir Ber Priagefen. But suppose he reminded himself after he benched, you know, after benching, you make a Borcha Ber Priagefen on the case of Birkas HaMozen, and you drink. So, suppose you remind yourself after you already made the Borcha Ber Priagefen, so then if you wash again and the Elite Kazayis Matzen became it, and then you'll bench again, so we'll have to bench again on the course, so you'll be Meisi Falkei Shlishi, and you're not allowed to be Meisi Falkei Shlishi. So the male of him, Liniska Hadacha Shabir Abir Priyagefen, Lo Yechla Afikeimen. But how about the Mitzvah of Afikeimen? So, Vigisne Chal Matzo Sheochal Bisei Chasude, Shekulom Shmuri Sei Misha Slishi. So he can rely on the Matzah that he ate Bisei Chasude. So Bisei Chasude. So Mimele, but it has to be Shamur. The answer is, the matzah that he ate b'si chasude is also shamur. Shekulon shmur esei mishaslishi. So here the Mechaber has reference to a case where in that mokei, even the matzah mitzvah, they are only joyer to watch l'shei matzah mitzvah from lishan, not from k'tzira. So, and from lishan, so even the ordinary matzah is watched from lishan. Because if it's not watched from Lishan, so then it's not a proper thing to eat that matzah, even not matzah mitzvah, kol ha-pesach. So mimele he can rely on the, because two midrabonon is mechuyev to eat the kazayis matzah over and above the kazayis matzah that he eats at the beginning. But during the Suda he eats a lot of matzah. But this kazayis matzah has to be mishumeres. But if even the matzah mitzvah by him is only mishumeres, mishaslishe, and the other matzah that he ate in the course of the Suda is also mishumeres, mishaslishe. So mele, the Eved, he has another kazayis matzah, even though when he ate the other kazayis matzah together with the other foods during the Suda, so he wasn't mechavin lishein mitzvah. But since it's the Rabbanon, even without kavoneh, so it's all right. So mishaslise avol b'mokim shenoag olasi shimu l'matzis mitzvah mishas ksire. But suppose it's a place where the people are zoya for matzis mitzvah to use matzah that is mishumeres, not only mishaslise, but is mishumeres mishas ksire. Mashainkin the other matzah that he eats during the Suda is only mishumeres mishaslishe, so mele he cannot rely on the other matzah that he ate in the Suda over and above the first kazayis matzah that he ate at the beginning as soon as he was naked yoro, that he was mikayim the mitzvah he came in with that, because that matzah he ate in the Suda over and above the first kazayis matzah was not mishumeres the way he zoya to be that he should be mishumeres. So then, our mokim shenu avolazi shenu matzmiz b'shem mishas tzire, afilu lo niska adachar ahalil, yitil yodov, v'yivorech hameitzi, v'yeichal afikeinen. So even if was niska after halil, so then he has to be natal as yodov, ויבורך המייצי ויהיה חלף הקימן ויעזר ויבורך על הקייס ואין לא חשבה משמייסי על הקייסס ונבר התקימן יוח כזייס אחד נמצא שמור האחרס Now, so the Mechaber here passes that im Luniskar adacha shebira ber priagepen lo yechalafi kemen. Why not? What's wrong? If he eats an afikemen, so because if he eats an afikemen, so in other words, so he'll have to wash. And then he eats the afikemen, he'll have to bench again. And if he benches again, he'll have to bench again ala kos. So he'll be meisif ala keises, and you're not allowed to be meisif ala keishlishi. This is how the Mechaber passes. So the Mogen Avraham and the Beir Agro say that today the din is different. Not that they are chilek on the psak of the Mechaber. The psak of the Mechaber will only apply if, as long as we are makpid, to be mivoyer birkes hamozen ala kos, because b'diris or rishenim people were makpid to be mivoyer birkes hamozen ala kos all year, nadavke Pesach night. So mele, if we are makpid, if one is makpid to mivoyer birkes hamozen ala kos, so mele the Mechaber paskens lo yeich lafikein v'muniska acha shebira b'er priagefen lo yeich lafikeimen, because if he eats lafikeimen he has to wash. If he washes, then he is the afikemen, then he has to bench. If he benches, and v'diris harishenim, so people will makpit to bench lakos, so he'll have to bench lakos again. But he already benched lakos, so he'll be meisif lakeses, and you're not allowed to be meisif lakeses. But today, that we are not makpit to be mivorech in the course of the year, so very seldom are we mivorech lakos. Mivorech lakos. So mele we are not makpid mivorech lakos. So what's wrong if he reminds himself after he was mivorech lakos, after he was mivorech ber priagefen, and the case of Birkas Hamozen, he reminds himself he didn't eat afikene yet. So he'll wash, and then he'll eat afikemen, and then he'll bench again, not lakos. Because he already had a third course. Now there is no extra chiyuv to be mivorech lakos every time you are mivorech berkes hamozein on the night of Pesach. But in the zman of the Mechaber, so Jews were makpid. So mimele he couldn't be mivorech berkes hamozein not lakos. But today we do it every day. We are mivorech berkes hamozein not lakos. But of course, Pesach night, we must be mivorech lakos, because that's a special takone, four cases. But he already was mivorech once, because I was not lakos. The second time, so he'll do it the way he does it every day in the year. He's not mivorech because I was not lakos. So mimele, today the aloha is, if it happens, and it's liniska adacha shebira ber priagefen, even though in the matzah b'tichasude, is only Shmure, so he shouldn't rely on the matzeh b'sir chasude, but he should wash and eat nafikemen and then bench again, not ala kos, and then continue the seder. That's the Mogen Avraham says so, and the Beir Agro. Left off at Simen Tov Ayin Ches. Shall Achir Achar Afilasafikim. Achar Afikimen, after he ate the Kazayis Matzeh, Ein Leachel Shum Dovo. In order that the Tam Matzeh should remain in his mouth. And if he did eat something after the Afikimen, so then he has to eat again the Kazayis Matzeh Shmura, L'shem Afikimen. ולויכלנו בשני מכנס ולויעודיף מילו הפסיק בשינו if he falls asleep in the middle of the achille of the afikemen so then he's not mekayim the mitzvah because if he falls asleep so it's considered like achille bishnei mikenes so we thus see that afikemen cannot be eaten bishnei mikenes just like the korban pesach could not be eaten bishnei mikenes So suppose he fell asleep in the middle of the Sude, so he's in Chesel Achil, because the Shene is a Hefsek, and it's considered like eating at Bishnei Mikens. Mishi Yoshim Sehasid Vehikit in Chesel Achil. Nechavura Sheyosu, suppose there's a whole group at the Seder, Sheyoshnu Mikzoson Bisir Hasude, and some of them fell asleep, some not, so Chesrim Veichli. Near the Mekulom Vineiro Lo Yechlu. So suppose they fell asleep, all of them, so then Lo Yechlu. Nisnamnu Kulom Yechlu. Nisnamnu means sleep and not asleep. So that's not a hefsek. V'chol zeine elo sheyeshnei lacha sheyiskilu le'echel afkeimen. If they fell asleep in the midst of the achilas afkeimen, avo sheino kedem leze, if they fall asleep before they started afkeimen, so we have a hefsek. Simen tofayin test. V'echas halozein al koi shlishin. Achakach moizgin leike shlishi. After Yedaf came in, so then they fill up the third course. Umborecholov Birkas Amosein, Ubeire Priagefen, Visheseo Beseid, Livorechachov Luyishte, Yaim Bene Likes Revi, Mio Mikesh Lishi, Yochel Lishteis, Kamopiom. But from Koishlishi itself, even though he doesn't drink from it, Bivasachas, so it's all right, but it's not allowed after the Keishlishi to drink another kos. But Keishlishi, Yachlish is come from him, Bahakil, Mechashi, Siachas, Afogab, Hidrigentai. Mitzvah Larze, Achar, Zimun. So that it's not in connection. So, I mean, the Taz and the Mugafom, they all say that here it's not mitzad, the mitzvah of Zimun per se, because insofar as the mitzvah of Zimun per se is concerned, so there is no more mitzvah Pesach night to be mivore the Zimun as there is any other day. But here is because of the Hallel. So, in other words, it's a mitzvah to say the Hallel B'Shleisho. In other words, so that when one says Hoidu, the others will respond. Yitzvah l'chazer ha-simun. V'agolil shobehem, eimer heidu v'yono, v'acherim einim achot. V'agodol yochil litn likotin reshus, v'yochil litzarif lizimri en Hallel, afol gafshol yochal limor. In other words, as far as being mitzuret, to Hallel, so that the others could respond when he says Eidu. So, even if he didn't eat, so he can be Mitzuret. It's only when the Tziruf is Legabe Birkas HaZimon, so then he has to eat. V'noagu shebalabayis mivoyer Birkas HaMozim b'l Pesach shenema al teivayin hu yivayroch v'hu mikro teivayin שאומר כל דכבין יסד יח. Tov Ein Tes. Birkas Hamozein al Keishlishi. Achakach, after the eating of the Afikemen, Meizgin Loi Keishlishi. Umvorech Olo Birkas Hamozein Ubeire Priya Gefen. Vishaseu Beseide. The third course is the course of Birkas Hamozein. But he doesn't say Brocha Achreini. V'lo yishte yayin b'ini l'keis rabi. So in other words, he doesn't have to make Brocha Achreini after the third course because two reasons. First of all, he's going to involve Birkas Hamozein. So Birkas Hamozein will pata the Shias yayin as well. Secondly, after the fourth course, he expects to make Brocha Achreini. So that Brocha Achreini will also cover the first three cases. So there is no reason as to why he should say Brocha Achreini after any course other than the fourth course. Now, but he is not allowed to drink wine to leishte yain beinei lekeis rabi. So in other words, he is not allowed to drink wine after the third course. The third course. We learned that last time. Simen Tov Ein Tes. We have to start Simen Tov Pei. Case Revi. Say that Case Revi. Case Revi. Masri Loilonu. The fourth course. So he starts saying the other parts of Hallel, Master Ulonu, the game all of us are, and he finishes the Hallel. They name a Yalducho, and when he finishes the Hallel, he doesn't say Yalducho. Elohimir Achav Mara Hallel, Hallel Agodl. So after he finishes the Hallel, so he says, Hallel Agodl, that's the Hidul Adishem, the numerous Hidus that we say it in the Pesukim Zimran Shabbos, so that's called Hallel Agodl. So why is it called Hallel Agodl? The Gemara says because among the Hayus we say Nesin Lechem L'chol Bosal. So in other words, we mention there the fact that the Rebbeinu Shalom provides Parnose for every Bosal. So that's why it's called Hallel Agodl. So after he finishes the Hallel, he says the Hallel Agodl Shuhu Meidu Adishem Ad Nares Adal Nares Bobel. So that capital in Tilim up to Nares Bobel. Behold Sheheim Chobov. It's 26 Eidus. Kileki Sheheim Chobov Kilom Chazdei. And then after he finishes Hallel Agodl, the 26 Kelilam Chazdeis, then he says Nishmas, Vakein Nishmas Kol Chai, V'yishtabach, Ad Umeilom Adelom, Atokeil, Umeilom Adelom Atokeil. So, the oath, after he finishes Yishtabach, so he says Yalucho, the oath Yemar Yalucho, Ad Melech Mihulo Batishpocheis, Vishiseo Basib. Now, there is a lot of variance and even confusion in respect to the point when the time when you drink the fourth course. So, I mean, it all depends what kind of a Haggadah you have. So, in one Haggadah it's one way, in another Haggadah it's a second way. And the third Agodah, it's mentioned after some piyutim. I mean, that certainly has no basis. Why should we say piyutim, which were added after the Chasimus Talmud? I mean, so we should drink the fourth course first, and then say the piyutim. But in many Agodahs, you find that after a number of piyutim before Echad Miyodea. So. But that certainly has no basis. But there is a machlekes chesheni. When you drink the fourth course and what you say, the machlekes chesheni, it's based upon the Mishnah and the Braise in Psochim. The Mishnah says that case revi gemir olav halel ve'emir olav birkas hashir. That's the Mishnah. So he's gemir halel and he says birkas hashir. What is birkas hashir? So there's a machlekes in the Gemara, one between Rav Yude and Rav Yechon. Rav Yude says birkas hashir, that's yalucho. I mean, that's what comes after halel, when we say halel. And Rav Yechon says that birkas hashir is nishmas. Birkas hashir is nishmas. Now, that's the Mishnah, and that's the machlekes in the Gemara between Rav Yude and Rav Yechon. Then there is a braise, so there are two gersois. According to our girse, the Rashbam's girse, Teisves girse, the Rosh girse, so the braise says, case revi, gemir olav es halel, veimir olav halel agodl. Then one amira says, halel agodl, ad na'aris bora. That's the Rashbam's girse, Teisves girse, the Rosh girse. The girse of the Rif and the Rambam is different. Not that case revi gamer all of his halal, veimer all of halal agadu, but case hamishi. So in other words, that there is a case hamishi also, and there is a basic distinction between case hamishi and case revi. Case revi, the fourth cases are chayvon, are obligatory. Everyone is mechuyev to bring four cases, even if it's hard for him. So he still has to be matriach himself. And even if it causes tzar, so he has to drink four cases. The fifth course is not obligatory. It's not a keshel chayv. It's a keshel reshus. Now, whether it means case reshus, that he's allowed to drink a fifth course, or it's reshus of mitzvah kiyumis, not mitzvah kiyubis, so again there is a machlekes reshus. There are many gaining, most gaining say that it's a case mitzvah kiyumis, not just reshus, neutral. A neutral course, I mean, doesn't involve the game of mitzvah. But there is a mitzvah, except it's not obligatory. And some reshaining say it's just a reshus, and it doesn't involve any mitzvah kiyumis. Anyway, so there are two gersois. One gersa is the gersa of the Rashbam and Teisves and the Rosh, that case revi gimel of halal gimel of halal agodl ad naris bavel, as the Gemara explains it. And the other gersa is case hamish, and not gimel of halal, but case hamishi gimel of halal agodl. Now we pasken the Mechaber and Rabo, we pasken that. Like the Gersa of case revi gemir olav es halel veimir olav halel agodl. So in other words, so on the case revi he has to say halel, and he has to say halel agodl, and then he also has to say birkas hashir, because that's mentioned in the Mishnah, case revi gemir olav es halel veimir olav birkas hashir. And in respect to birkas hashir, there is a machlekes between Rav Yude and Rav Yechonen. Rav Yude saying that Birkas Hashir means Yalbucho, and Rabbi Yechonen says Birkas Hashir means Nishmas. So again there is a Machlek Roshen, it's very complicated. The Rashbam Shita is that there is really no Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yechonen. The Mishnah says, Vein all of Birkas Hashir. So Rav Yude says Birkas Hashir is Yalucho, and Rabbi Yechonen says Birkas Hashir is Nishmas. So he passed on like the two of them. There is no one supplements the other. So we have to say both. We have to say both. And according to Rashbam, the Rashbam mentions a very strange thing, that since we have to say both, so mele they are tuchsimis on the case Rabbi. So in other words, so first he is giving all of us halal. Finishes the halal. The way we say halal, kolashono, we finish the halal. then after that he says, Yalucho, also the way we are saying, whenever we say Hale and Yonte, so Achaisis, Melech Mulo Batish Bochis. Then after we are saying, Melech Mulo Batish Bochis, he doesn't make it Bochel Beretri again. But then he starts Heidu, the Hale Agodu, and then after he finishes the Hale Agodu, up to Naharis Bobel, so he starts Nishmas, and the way we say Nishmas, you know, on Shabbos, in the Pesuk Dezimre, then Yishtavach, and up to Meilon Varilon, at Keil, and then, so then we are again Chesei, then we are again Chesei, the Chesime of Yishtavach. So there are two Chesimes, that's the Shite of the Rashba. Strange shita, why two chesimes? But anyway, that requires an explanation by itself. But that's the shita of the Rashbam. Rabbeinu Chaim Kayan Tesis mentions Rabbeinu Chaim Kayan was chilik on the Rashbam. Why make two chesimes? So in other words, but since there is a machlekes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yechanan, what Birkas Hashir is, Rav Yehuda saying Birkas Hashir means the Alucho and Rabbi Yechanan saying the Birkas Hashir is Nishmas, so Mele we have to say both, but we make only one chesim. So how are chesim? We say the Hallel, Gimel of the Hallel, and we don't say Yalucho as yet. Then after we finish the Hallel, so we say Hallel HaGadol up to Naharis Bavel, then we start Nishmas, and we say Nishmas in Shtabach up to Meilom Vailom at Keil, and then we say Yalucho, and we achay say Melech Mulo Batish Bochas. That's the way it appears in the so-called Sephardic Agodas, the Sephardic Agodas. But even though that's the way it appears in the Sephardic Agodas, but many, many Ashkenazi say it the same way, not the way it appears in the so-called Ashkenazi Agodas. So they say the same way. I mean, of course, in Balozhin and Brisk, they also said it the same way, the way it appears in the so-called Sephardic Agodas. But then the two mentions another shita, another version. In other words, that after we finish Hallel, so we say Yalucho, but we are not chasing the brocha of Melech Mulo Batish Bochas. We say all of Yalucho up to the chesime. The chesime we don't say. Then we say Hallel HaGadol. Then we say Hallel HaGadol and up to Naharis Bavel. Then we say Nishmas and then Yishtabach. And then we are saying the chesime of Yishtabach, the way we say it every day, you know, Yishtabach. Melech Yoilomi. That's the way it appears in the so-called Ashkenazic Haggadahs. But I'm afraid that there are at least as many Ashkenazi who say it the way it appears in the so-called Sephardic Haggadahs as the number of Jews who say it the way it appears in the so-called Ashkenazic Haggadahs. But anyway, these are the two common versions. There are other versions also, but these are the two common versions. And then, of course, in many agodas, and that is not the proper order. So you say Beir Pri HaGefen after you say number of piyutim, all the piyutim, Aderu, it is Bikorei, up to Echad Miyudea, and then you say Beir Pri HaGefen. I don't know who said that we should say it, but that's not the proper way. Because the piyutim are read, I mean, it's not an integral part of the agoda, just piyutim, I mean. So there is no reason as to why you should be mafsik with piyutim before the drink the fourth course. So the mechaber paskins, the mechaber paskins, like the version in the so-called Sephardic agodas. Kis Rivi Masril Lonu Vigimol of Sahalil, Vinema Yalucho, Alaim Rahag Maralil, Hala Godlushumila Dishema, Adlan Naras Bobel, Behold Shehem, Ich hab oft lillum chasde, da kann ich mir nicht mehr schlachai, wie ich stabach, ad milma du hat keil, wie oz jena. Ja, lucha ad melech mulo batisch boches, de taz, in de chokiakov, mention the other version, the way it appears in the Ashkenazic Agoris. But, it seems that according to the Mechaber and the Ramo, since the Ramo doesn't make any comment, that he also agrees that the proper way is to say it, the way it appears in the so-called Sephardic Agoris. I think that most Ashkenazi say it that way. I didn't take any census, but that's my impression. V'sheseo ba'asebe b'loi b'roch etchilo. Uch von izboya liol simen tofain dale don neagim liborich. Because the Mechaber paskens that we don't say b'roch b'er priagefen on every course. Because the first b'er priagefen and the first course patterns all the other cases. And the agode is no hefzik. But the Ramo paskens, no, it is a hefzik. So mele and every course is a separate kiyum. Separate kiyum, so mele he has to say separate broche of bir pri agefen on each cost. Umbori chachov al agefen. Vim sheseyu bele yeseybe, tzorch lishtis pan acheres beseybe, in other words, like the shittis arosh, not like the shittis aramba. Ein liil simen tof ein beis ivot, umbori chlefon of bir pri agefen liv, shisiyat aiten lishtisei. ויש אמרים שיש למה שפי חמוס חו קדם לילונו כי לפתח הפסח כדי לזכר שהוא ליל שימורים ובזכוס אמון הזו I mean people say that the reason is why you open the door because to allow Eliyahu HaNavi to come in but I don't know where this is divide here the Ramo says לפתח הפסח כדי לזכר שהוא ליל שימורים ובזכוס אמון הזו יובי משיח וישפך עמוסי על המכחישים בדישם, וכן נהגין, ויוכל לגמיר הלל, אף שלוי במוקים סוי. אין תוף ביאלף, שלוי לישטיס אחר ארבע קייסס. אחר ארבע קייסס, אין רשוי לישטיס יין אלו מים. So there is a loche that after the cases one is not allowed to drink. Yain Elamai. Now, what is the reason for that, Isa? So three reasons are mentioned. One time is because if he drinks wine, he might become shiker and he will be mivatal the mitzvah of Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now, according to that time, it should follow it's only also to drink yayin or any beverage that is mishake, but something that is not mishake here, he should be allowed to drink even grape juice. It's not mishake, it is a din of yayin, but it's not mishake, he should be allowed to drink. Another time is mentioned by the Prichodosh because nire kemeisi palarba cases. If he drinks more, the Chachonim is sucking four cases, and he drinks more than four cases. According to that time, it should follow that only something like Yain, or even not the Varam Shakya, but as long as it is a Hamar Medine, so it can be used as a Keshal Broche, so then it's near a Kemesi. But something that is neither Yain nor a Hamar Medina, it's not a common beverage in a particular locality, so then it could not be used for a Keshel Broche, so then it's not Shayach to say Nire Kemeis. And the other Tami is, the third Tami is, Kidei Shalu is Batil Tam Matzo Bifit. The Gor mentions that Tam too. Tam Matzo Bifit. According to that Tam, anything is Osir. Any beverage, whether it's Yain or not Yain, whether it is a Hamam Medine or not a Hamam Medine, except my is Muta. So this is what it says. Achar Abba Keises, in Rashoi Lishtis Yain, Elamai. And Pashtes of the Loshen of the Mechaber is, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, that the Mechaber is Machmir, that you shouldn't drink any beverage Only mine. So the tam is because shelo is batel tam matzo bivit. Vichola mashkim dinon ki yayin. That all the mashkim have the din of yayin. Umi she ku istenes oitoyev harbe lishteis yochel lishteis keis hamishi. So he can drink a keis hamishi v'yemel of halagol. Now I explained that yesterday. In other words, that's only in the Gersoyis, in the Gemara, and in the Pshotim in the Gersoyis. Because the Mishnah says, Keis Revi, Gemel Olov Es Ahalel. So, Gemel Olov Es Ahalel. V'Emel Olov Birkes Hashia. So, my Birkes Hashia, so Rav Yudah Omar Yal Lucho, Rav Yechen Omar Nishmas. So, I mentioned yesterday, there is a Machlekes Rishenim. Some Rishenim say, that there is no machlekes between Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Yechanan. One is Macy from the other, and we pass like the two of them. And the Rashbam says, not only do we pass like the two of them, but they are tuchsimis. In other words, he says, he's gaming all of Sahalil, and then he says Yal Lucho, and he's gaming the regular chsam, chsime of Halil, Melach Mulo Batish Bocheis, and then he says Nishmas, and then Yishtabach, and his Chesim is the Chesim of Yishtabach. Two Chesimes, as Rav Amfia. Rav Chaim Kehan says, no, that's impossible. Two Chesimes, only one Chesim. So Mele, according to Rav Rabin Chaim Kehan, so he's gimme halal hagodl, and then because of the price, he says halal hagodl, that's the 26 kilolam chazdeis, and then he says nishmas, and then he says ishtabach, so until melam vadelom atukel or meato vadelom atukel, the way we have it, and then he says yalucho and his chese in dechsime of yalucho of melach mulol. Batish Boches, according to Rabbi Chaim Kehan. And this is the way it is mentioned in all the Sephardic Haggadahs. And many Ashkenazi also say it that way, the way it's mentioned in the Sephardic Haggadahs. The way it's mentioned in the Ashkenazic Haggadahs is also, as the Torah mentions, the Shite Rabbi Yosef Tivelin. So, in other words, he says, he's giving all of his halal, and then he starts, and then he says the alucho, but he's not chesim the alucho, and then he says halal godu, the 26 kilolam chazdeis, and then he starts nishmas up to yishtabach, and he's giving with the regular chesim of yishtabach, the way we say it every day in the morning in the pesuk dezimra. That's the way it appears in the Ashkenazic, in the so-called Ashkenazic Haggadahs. But there is another girls in the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Braise says, right after the Mishnah, Keis Revi, that's the girls of the Rashbam, our girls. Keis Revi is general of Halel, Ve'im Lehalav Haggadah. Halav Haggadah, that's the Higel Avishem Kilom Chazdei, the 26 Kilom Chazdeis up to Naharis Bavel. That's the Girs of the Rashbam. But the Girs says, there is the Girs of the Rif and the Rambam is, case not case Revi, gain all of his Halil, vein all of Halla Godel, but case Hamishi, aim all of Halla Godel. Case Hamishi, aim all of Halla Godel. So then, and most gaining have that girls, the girls of the Rif and the Rambam, that case Hamishi, Emerol of Halagod. But there is a machlekes againing. What does it mean? A case Hamishi, Emerol of Halagod. So many gaining say, and that is the Shidis Rambam too, and Shidis Rif, Shidis Rambam, that it's a case Shal Mitzvah, but not a case Chaybo, like the four cases. Four cases is a chaybo, it's a must, And the fifth course is the course mitzvah kiyumis, not a chaver. And it's kineged veivesi. Because the four cases are kineged, doishenis of tue, veivesi, vivalti, vivalti, vlakachti. And the fifth course, which is also a kosher mitzvah, is kineged veivesi. Some games say that there is a din of the fifth course, a kosher boche, but it's not a kosher mitzvah. It's only a rishus. And only if it's the easterness and it's Messiah Nishtei, so there is a heter. But it's not a mitzvah min amufra to drink five cases, one course kineged beivesi. So the Ramor says, he paskens like these genim, who are geiris, case hamishi emel of Allah Godel, but they say it's not a yidur. It's not a case mitzvah kiyumis. It's only a case of reshus. Umisho istenes, oitoyev habe lishteis, yochen lishteis, case hamishi, v'yeimer olov, halagot. Chayevodom laaseg vilchas ha-pesach, uvitzias mitzrayim, ulisaper benisim v'nifloiz, sheosa ha-kodish boruchu la-aviseinu, atetachtefenu sheinu. V'chol din leileis, וחולדין ליל רישני יש גם כן ליל שני ונהגים שלו ליקריס על מיטוסי רק פר ששמה ולא ישור דבורים שקירים בשור ליליס כדי להוגים כי ליל שימורים הוא מן המזיק